The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hurry up now. Breakfast is ready. What was she doing upstairs?
Trying to put a bow in her hair.
Oh, I certainly don't recall it. At 6:30, I had so much interest in clothes and parading in front of the mirror.
Yeah, you probably did. And don't complain. If this next one turns out to be a boy, you'll be finding snakes and frogs all over the house.
Snakes?
Yeah.
He'll bring a snake in the house just once. Just once. Look, dear, this is Monday.
Yes, dear, I know.
No, I mean, this is the day.
Huh? So what? Where's the butter? I see it.
You know what? For Mr. Wallace, I have to call him between 2 and 6 at that number if we're interested.
Well, sure. I thought we decided to have to call him.
And I hope we're doing the right thing. Dear, use the old cream first.
Well, why not? I mean, what's one little picture?
Well, you talked the other day as though this modeling job was going to lead to a million wonderful things for that.
Well, place. Look, you never know. We got any marmalade?
Well, that's true. I was best regular. You think you'll really get $50 for it?
Darling, I don't know. I only know what Harold...
Harold Peterson?
Harold Peterson. What does he know about it?
That's what I wonder.
Harold Baxter, the agency man, I called in Chicago to see if this Wallace guy was a phony or whether he was.
I remember now, dear, yes, sir. Mm. You know, we ought to call Harold and Eloise. Peterson, you haven't seen that
yeah,
for ages.
Yeah, okay. Anyhow.
Harold's mother broke her leg, you know.
Fine, darling. So, anyhow.
Fine? I said she broke her leg.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Well, I was thinking about something else. Anyhow. How did Eloise do that?
How did Eloise do what?
Break her leg.
Eloise didn't break her leg. Harold's mother broke her leg.
Will you put in another piece of toast for me?
You know, you really don't.
Now, look, we were talking about Betsy.
I know.
It seemed to me that she should be told, or at least asked, if she'd like to do this.
Well, why wouldn't she? A chance to have her picture in magazines all over the country? Like, she'll love it.
Well, I still think she should be asked.
All right. At any rate, it's settled as far as we're concerned, isn't it? And we both agree to let her do it.
Agree? Look, if she can make $50 just for having a picture taken for this pumpkin tonic, she better grab it, or I'll get the horse whipped.
Oh, honey.
Look, she's 6 1/2. Now, where did she get the idea she can just sit around making paper dolls the time she pulled her weight around here.
Silly. You know, actually, I wouldn't want her to be a professional model.
Heaven forbid.
But I think just this once, it wouldn't hurt her, you know, and it might give her a little valuable experience. Give her, you know, some confidence and some poise.
Yeah, well, let's tell her the good news.
Hi, where is she? Betsy! Now, I am not going to call you again.
I think we'd better make it a rule in this house that breakfast is at a certain hour and everybody is to be at the table at that hour.
We did, dear. We set 7:30. So far, I've been the only one who made the deadline.
Oh, well. Yeah, I guess so.
Betsy, now, get to the table. You did, Mommy. I did what? You did crawling again. I don't know what you're talking about, Betsy. Drink orange juice now. Sure, say, Betsy, now I am not going to call you again. Then you always do call me again, Mommy. Drink your orange juice.
Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning, Daddy. You have marmalade on your chin, Daddy.
I got marmalade on my chin, Daddy. Not only on my chin, I got it on my tongue.
Oh, and on your suit, too, dear Anna. Well, Daddy, off a little cold water, yeah. It'll be all right. Daddy showed a sloppy gus this morning.
Yeah, sloppy gus is right.
Here's a piece of toast for you, Betsy. It's all buttered. Thank you, Mommy. Well, Daddy and I have a little surprise for you. Yeah, you want to tell her, dear?
Well, it's just something we thought might be fun for you to do, that's all.
Well, remember last Wednesday, I think it was, you and Mommy went uptown to the department store and we went to the toy department to get something for Mary Lou's birthday party.
And the trains, oh, Daddy, electric trains and tunnels, real stations and towns and everything.
Oh, boy.
Yes, the trains were very nice, but that's not what Mommy's talking about. While you were looking at the trains, this man came up to Mommy, a Mr. Wallace.
Can I have a train for Christmas, Daddy?
Christmas? My gosh, is that rolled around already?
Oh, no.
What is this, March? Hold on, don't scare me like that, will you?
Daddy, can I have a train?
Well, we'll see about that, honey, when the time comes. Now, listen to your Mommy.
Remember this man who came up and talked to Mommy?
No.
In the toy department?
No. I want some more toast.
You want some more toast what?
I want some more toast toasted.
You want some more toast, please?
Please.
Betsy, right. Whether you saw the man or not,
golly.
He came up to Mommy. He'd seen you and thought you were very cute. And he introduced himself. He was a Mr. Wallace.
Who?
His name was Pete Wallace, and he's from a modeling agency in Chicago.
Some more?
Well, a modeling agency.
Darling, she doesn't know what that is. It's a place, honey, where they hire people to have their pictures taken, you know, to advertise certain products.
Betsy, look. Here, see this in the paper? See this man is taking these things? There's nothing like it for rich, tangy, zesty, full-bodied, built-in, honest-to-gosh goodness.
Uh-huh. Well, now, this man, you see, had his picture taken.
And he wrecked his full body, filled in honest to God's goodness.
Yes, never mind that now. That's not what Mama's talking about.
What does it mean?
Well, he's talking about some spaghetti. He means it tastes good.
Why doesn't he just say so?
Well, she's got a point.
Yeah, well, she's certainly missing mine. Betsy, now listen, this Mr. Wallace from Chicago.
Chicago? That's where Beanie Mitchell's grandmother
is. Oh, well, that's fine. That's fine. Now, never mind.
Daddy, Beanie Mitchell's grandmother has a parrot, and it talks, and it says, hello, and how are you, and what do you know, Joe?
Yeah.
I wish I had a parrot.
Well, if you'd listen to me for 2 minutes, you could probably buy yourself one.
Well?
Well, now, look, Mommy showed you the picture of this man in the paper advertising spaghetti. You see that?
Uh-huh.
He's around. Now, this Mr. Wallace would like you to do the same thing for Thompson's tonic.
For what?
Here, Mommy got a bottle yesterday. I didn't want Mr. Wallace to know. We've never heard of it. It's just vitamins, really. Here, taste it now.
No.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. It's flavored something like cherry, but not bad. It's not bad at all.
No, I don't want to taste that awful old stuff.
You're not to call it awful old stuff. As a matter of fact, it tastes rather good, and it's just another way of taking your vitamins. Here, Daddy, you take it.
I don't want to. No. All right, I'll take it.
Hurry up, get it. Now, the spoon got too full.
Oh, it's very good.
You don't look like it's very good.
No, it's delicious. Now, Daddy wants you to try it so you know what Thompson's tonic is, dear, when Mr. Wallace asked you about it. My goodness. So you can say, oh, I love Thompson's tonic, you know?
No.
Betsy, please, now just taste it here. Tiny little dab on a spoon. Here, come on now.
No, I don't want any.
No. Honestly, not...
Now, look here, you just do as your mother says.
Maybe we're pushing her, then. Maybe we shouldn't insist on it.
Listen, if she's going to get paid for it, she's going to at least take a taste of it. I did.
Why?
I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Now, you will take this tiny dab on the end of the spoon.
That's more than a tiny dab.
Take it. There. That's my girl.
It's not terrible.
Oh, it is not.
It's head something. It's going to be just awful.
Well, she's certainly going to have a winning way with the sponsors.
Now, that is enough of that. Stop it. Just this instant. I don't want to ever hear you act like that about anything ever again. It sounds terrible.
It tastes terrible.
Well, if Mr. Wallace asks you if you like it, you say yes.
Look, he's just with a modeling agency,
isn't
he?
Yes, I know.
He's just taking Betsy's picture.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how it works, whether they're an advertising agency that's involved, you know.
I'm not going to have my picture taken by anybody.
Now,
Betsy,
look, dear.
I want my head conking tonic.
You are not safe at the thing.
Well,
my goodness, such a composer.
Well, you come here, Aunt Effie. There. What are you doing with this poor child?
Hello, Aunt
Effie. Where in the world did you come from, Aunt Effie?
We got a ride over early with Hank Baumgartner. Want to do a little shopping today.
Oh,
how's my girl?
I don't want that. My picture taken.
You generally just love to have your picture.
I don't
either. Here, let me take your coat, Anna. You must have gotten up early.
It's hot.
Really?
It's a little bit chilly.
Oh,
and the heater in Hank's truck didn't work too well, so my feet are practically frozen.
Oh, sit down. Put your feet near the radiator, and I'll get you a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm. My goodness, that was all the commotion when I arrived.
Well, I'm
not getting a word.
Let me explain. Betsy has a chance to pose for a picture for Thompson's Tonic. This man Storm thought she was so cute and wants to take her picture.
And we decided it would be silly not to have her do it. I mean, she gets paid for it.
I don't want my picture taken.
Well, it isn't a question of what you want to do. Your father and I have decided.
And if anybody asks you about Thompson's Tonic, you like it. Now, remember that.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Well, you say so anyhow.
That's a lie. You told me not to tell lies.
Well, now look here, Betsy. There's such things as little white lies.
Oh, what's the matter with you, Betsy? Is that wonderful?
You come here to your Aunt Effie. There. Well, nobody has asked my opinion, but I think it is shocking, that a nephew of mine would force his child to work.
Oh,
I do. I think it's shocking. And what the family would like.
In just a moment, we'll return to the couple next door. Single yourself out for an honorary degree, for when you listen to CBS Radio regularly, you're one of the best-informed people in the world. Programs like Answer Please and The World Tonight see to that. 5 times a week on most of these same stations, Walter Cronkite satisfies your curiosity about anything and everything as he replies to questions sent by listeners to Answer Please. Rockets, the origin of pockets, or details of courtroom dockets are all fair game when your questions are directed at Walter Cronkite on Answer Please. CBS Radio's nightly news feature, The World Tonight, is a fascinating source of information, too. On it, you hear eyewitness reports right from the scene of important news breaks. And because it goes to where the news is happening, The World Tonight provides first-hand observations on the personalities who make the news. For reports on current events, enlivened by those illuminating details that clarify the news and make it more interesting, too, join us on CBS Radio every evening when it's time for The World Tonight. Like Answer Please, it makes evening listening on CBS Radio exciting and informative.
And nobody is forcing Betty to do anything.
Well, all I can say is it certainly sounded like it.
Any more coffee?
No, I'm not. Well, maybe half a cup. Well, I still don't approve of Betsy doing something like that. It'll go to her head, and then she'll be one of those smart, alecky kids.
Oh, nonsense. How often does a chance like this happen? Certainly not in this town.
Well,
And a guy I know who knows more about this sort of thing than I do said she might get as much as $50 for it.
$50?
Yes, that would look nice in her little bank account, too.
$50? Just for having your picture taken?
Certainly, what
we're
talking about.
Well, my goodness, of course she's going to do it.
Oh, thank you. I'm getting her things on this floor. Oh, the point is, Aunt Evie, that there's, you know, no point in saying she'll do it. She's going to act like that. It's too embarrassing for everybody, yelling she didn't want a picture taken when the time came and all that. You know,
well, now, sometimes your parents ought to use a little old-fashioned psychology. Betty! Oh, come here, dear. I quite agree with you, Betty, that she should not have your picture taken. And, in fact, Mommy and Daddy now agree with me, too. In fact, they won't let you do it.
Why not?
Well, you'd have to have a new dress for the picture, and that costs money.
A new dress? Mm-hmm. Oh, Mommy, would I get a new dress?
Apparently.
It would be worth it, dear.
Oh, Mommy, please. Daddy, I want to have my picture taken.
Well, I don't know. You make such a fuss about that tonic.
But I don't want cherry flavored things, Mommy.
Oh, that's right. She never has liked the cherry flavor. I forgot. Well, I think this tonic comes in couple of other flavors, some chocolate and I forget
what they are. Oh, that's chocolate. I'd love that.
Yeah, well, okay. Now, look, you tell the guy when you talk to him. We've all agreed Betsy will pose for Tompkins' son.
Mm-hmm. And I think she should be allowed to take some of the money she earns and buy something for herself. Something she wants.
Oh,
well, that's right.
Sure.
I think
yes,
she
I do.
Oh,
Mommy, you?
Sure. Do you know what you're going to buy?
Oh, yes. A palette.
What?
Huh?
A parrot. You're most certainly not buying a parrot.
Who said I couldn't?
Why, I never said any such a parrot. This is the first of her.
You did, Mommy. Didn't you, Daddy? Didn't you?
Well, it does seem to me there was some talk of a parrot this morning. I can't remember.
Promised the child.
I don't want a parrot around
here. Promise is a promise. Now, Betsy, you tell Aunt Effie why you want a parrot.
Oh, Aunt Betsy, Jean and Mrs. Bremen in Chicago has a party, and it says, hello, and how are you, and what do you know, Joe?
You know, I have a strange feeling we're going to live to regret this day.
Yeah, I've got the same strange feeling.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers as Betsy, Margaret Hamilton as Aunt Effie, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Ness, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.